Hi, Timothy.
Who?
Timothy? Well, I'm sorry, James.
Who are you?
My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asking for any donations. It's just public opinion. Do you have time? To be honest with you, just like maybe
no.
7 to 10 minutes. It's a humble conversation. Ask you your opinion, you give me your answer, and that's it, pretty much.
Well, it started in 2012.
Okay.
Legal to bribe politicians. Supreme Court said that. So it doesn't matter what the public thinks.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that bribe, they get their way. Forget the public. I know it. I've seen it happen since. So, you know, I appreciate you I won't say your naive approach to it, but it doesn't matter what I think. They don't care what I think.
So if it makes any difference, sir, we really don't work for any political campaigns or news or media outlets. This is just your honest opinion in your community. So it might not make much of a difference, but it does. Go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, 7 to 10 minutes, yeah. I can handle that.
I mean, it's just a set of questions. It helps me out, and, you know, it probably gets some things out of your chest as well. So first of all, you are registered to vote in Phoenix, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And I know it's a long ways off, but what are the chances you're voting in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Congress, and other state local offices? Are you almost certain you'll vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50, or you don't think you'll vote?
I know the rules.
Okay.
And the rules are this. If you don't vote,
right,
you're not allowed to whine about what the politicians do. And, I always have criticism for their acts of stupidity. If I don't vote, that means I don't have anything to stand on. So, yeah, I'll vote.
Is that almost certain, or you probably, are you almost certain?
Well, no, it is certain.
Okay.
I think it was in the 80s or something when they started sending me the ballots, so I didn't have to go down to the school anymore and stand in line and do all that kind of stuff. And, every time I had a chance, I voted, because that's what my dad said. You're going to complain about what the politicians do, you got to vote. So,
right. I completely get your drift there. So if you don't mind me asking, what year are you born?
1943,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the next one. And are you or is anyone in your household a Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay. And
no.
Are you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black? Asian,
no,
Pacific
no,
Islander?
No. I'm part German and part British.
Oh, Caucasian?
Yeah, Caucasian, yeah.
Okay.
I'd be a white man.
I completely understand, sir. Now, thinking about voting in the November elections, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote? Or very motivated to vote, or somewhat motivated, or not too motivated at all to vote?
I will vote. I'm disappointed. It's like the last two elections. There isn't a self-disciplined, self-respecting, intelligent human being to vote for, but I will vote anyway. There'll be, not an ideal person to vote for, but but for the lesser of the two evils.
Okay. But I guess maybe you didn't understand me. So are you like motivated to vote, or you're not too motivated to work? You're going to vote, definitely, but you're not too excited about voting this year?
Excitement is an emotional thing. It glandular thing.
Right.
My voting is done with the brain, not the glandular system.
Okay. So you're motivated then to vote.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going the right direction, or do you feel like they're getting off the wrong track?
Well, my big problem with Phoenix is they are too many people in, and I imagine it'll be this year, next year, unless the weather changes, we are going to run out of water. There are just too many people here and not enough water. The water table keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. And, you know, the wells that have been good for 50 years run out of water. They got to drill them 100 feet deeper. Wow. That's my big worry about Phoenix. There won't be enough water. And every place you look, they're putting up new apartments, you know. 100 people here, 100 people there, putting up all these new buildings downtown. I was coming down 7th Street the other day. You probably don't know what a hammerhead crane is. That's what they do the big buildings with.
Yes, yes.
Five of them.
Wow.
There were five of them. Just off to the west. You know, what the rest of the town is, that's what I could see. And I'm thinking, they're doing a lot of building here, but that means there's a lot more people, a lot more water usage, and that's what I'm worried about for Phoenix. They're going to run out of water.
So you say, okay, so if you could put this in simpler forms, it's going in the wrong track then.
Oh, yeah. Nobody has thought this thing out.
They're
thinking, oh, more people paying taxes. Yeah, let's go for it. They haven't thought it out long range.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years in the future, 15 years in the future.
I can't say I disagree, sir. Now I'm going to read you names of some public figures real quick, okay? And I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as a favorable or somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion, or you've never heard of this person, you can also say that as well, okay? The list is short, so okay. It's a few people. Let me know how you feel. Kate Gallego. Do you feel very favorable or unfavorable towards this person?
Unfavorable.
Okay. And Anna Hernandez?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Would you say that's very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable, just to be clear?
To me, there's two ways of looking at it. They're ideal.
Right.
Ideal. Uh-huh. They're all less than ideal. They have no self-respect, self-motivation, no morals, no ethics. They're all politicians. You know what that means. They're open for bribes. They're not my type of people.
So I take it you want to put the very behind the unfavorable, huh?
No. No.
They're okay?
I can't think of a single politician. And I moved out here in 1970.
You've seen the changes through the time then, huh?
Yeah. I think the only person, the only local politician that I was really 100% for was Barry Goldwater. The rest of them, you know, if you paid any attention to Phoenix, he was self-motivated, intelligent, and, you know, self-disciplined, and he had the best interests, as far as I can see, of the public at heart.
Right.
And all the rest of them might say they're, you know, they're just ordinary people. But
what about these three? There's three people left on the list. What about Katie Hobbs?
No.
No? What about Carlos Galindo Alvera?
No.
What about Marcelino Quiñones?
That one I've never even heard of.
Never heard of? Okay, that's fine.
No.
Okay. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Phoenix City Council is doing?
I guess you could say I approve. The thing hasn't collapsed in total chaos, but they could do better.
Okay. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for?
Yeah. The felon or the fossil. I'd vote, like I say, the last two presidential elections, there hadn't been anybody. A couple times ago was the bimbo. Yeah, the Quiller's wife versus Trump. Trump got in, and 2020, Biden got in, but he's a senile puppet. Somebody call him the strings. I don't think he's capable of understanding what he's supposed to be doing. And,
That's an interesting point of view and an opinion. So would you lean towards Donald Trump then? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. He's the lesser of two evils.
Okay. So that's fair enough. So I'm going to read you a list of elections of candidates. If the election for Phoenix Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Marcelino Quiñones, Martin Bridgman, and Emilio Ivalia, for whom would you vote for?
I don't recognize any of the names. You have to realize, from having listened to me for the last 10 minutes or so, I am skeptical of all politicians. I don't follow them. Well, which one's going to be the best? None of them are the best. They'll be maybe a little bit over average. But the best, no. They're politicians. And I knew who politicians are.
So I've been listening firsthand the entire conversation. And believe me, it's a very interesting conversation. And this is just a list of questions that I have to read in order to complete the survey. The one of the options is other or undecided, if you want to put that.
Do what now?
The next options, if you don't recognize any one of that, we can put other or undecided.
Oh, okay.
So would you be undecided on that one?
Yeah, undecided.
Okay. Now, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean towards, and it's the same list of people, do you want to select undecided as well?
Yes.
Okay. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. I'm going to read you a list of subjects and you let me know. Just one is fine, okay? So this is the list of subjects: street and road maintenance, jobs and economic development, crime, homelessness, water quality and supply, public transportation, racial quality,
water quality and supply. that is a survival thing. The rest of it's, you know, up and down for things that already exist. The existential threat is lack of water. And nobody mentions it. And they're supposedly serving the public, doing the best they can for them. If they don't get control over this limitless building and limitless population increase, everybody is going to be in deep trouble.
You know, you might be, you know, you might be right here, and I like the way you think, sir, and you have definitely a very interesting opinion, if you would ask me. Now, I have just a couple more questions right here to go and a few statements to read, if you could bear with me. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. This is one of the people you don't know about, and it's running for Phoenix City Council, okay? For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or a little convincing, or not at all convincing support towards that person. If you've never heard of them or refuse to answer, that's also
I've told you, I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay.
What he says is what is.
So would you like me to select? You refuse to answer on those ones. That's also that way we can save each other some time.
Well, look, I don't know.
I'll read the statements. You want to hear them?
I don't care.
Okay. So,
yeah, I don't know him. I can't pass judgment on him.
Okay. So would you want to just skip this one then, sir, and just put you do not know on each one? It's about four questions.
Okay.
They're about Marcelino. If you never heard of him, none of these will make sense to you anyhow. And the next ones are about Anna Hernandez. If you don't mind, we'll select you don't know on those ones either, sir, since you've never heard of this person.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're about 80% done here. The next question will be, after hearing more information, for whom would you vote for between Marcelino and Anna Hernandez? You could put someone else or undecided as well, since you've never heard of these.
Undecided. I've never heard of any.
And there's the next set of questions. It's the same one, same candidates. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or a what?
Definitely independent. I am self-respecting, self-motivated. I have morals and ethics. I am not a politician. I do not identify with politicians.
Okay. So you will say you're neither Democrat or Republican. You're just independent, right?
Right. I think the proper term would be a skeptic. I'm skeptical of politics. When I got out of the Navy in 1965, there were real people in politics. Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, guys like this, who had, by my standards, spotless records. They went for the good of the majority, like all politicians take an oath to do. Work for the good of the majority. Now it's dog eat dog.
Now real quick then, thinking in political terms, sir, real quick, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I am. Compared to a liberal, I'm conservative. No, what the words mean today has nothing to do with the true meaning. It's just to categorize everybody. Well, if you're a liberal, you know, and I'm a conservative, I gotta hate the liberals. No, I don't.
Right.
Some of them are more intelligent than some of the, you know, you have to weigh and balance all this stuff if you understand it and have studied it. But like I say, so much of it, I don't even care about anymore because.
Yeah. So would you say you're somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Okay. I don't know about most of them, so I don't care about most of them.
So I don't know as an answer, too, if you want to select that one.
What?
If you don't know if you're liberal or moderate.
Well, let's put it this way. If anything, I'm moderate.
Okay. That's fair enough,
I'm
sir.
I'm a moderate.
What was the last grade of schooling that you completed?
Last day of school?
What was your last grade of school that you completed? Or do you...
Well, I got out of the high school and then I went to electronics school. I majored in electronics. I think it was 1960.
Okay. So you have some college?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all electronics, technical.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent it, or are you living with friends or with family?
I own it. I paid it off in 1984.
Well, congratulations, sir. I also heard you say you served in the Navy, and I want to thank you for your service, sir.
Oh, well, it was kind of challenging, but it was also a lot of fun.
I bet it was. You traveled all over the world?
Yeah, join the Navy, see the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
James.
James, perfect. All right, sir, so this concludes the survey. I do thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a wonderful evening. It was great talking to you, man.
Man, good hearing from you. I was thinking, most of this stuff, they are basically telling you what the answer is by the wording of the question. You actually wanted to know what I was thinking. That's great. I've taken a lot of service. Thank you.
I always look at it like a good conversation, a good, humble conversation. Maybe we can exchange a good debate there. Maybe not too much of a debate, but more of a conversation I like to look at it as. So I do thank you, James, for your time, and I wish you a great evening there, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, get some rest, boss. Good night, man.